of afternoon rainfall 69. And as we've been mentioning here, we've got a marginal severe weather risk Thursday night into Friday. Looks like quarter-sized hail would be the main threat. Low of 59 degrees Friday night. Looks like maybe a little bit more concentrated severe weather risk for Friday afternoon and evening with a high of 73.
Yesterday, we topped at 45. It was a chilly feeling, 45, too. Almost kind of a bone-chilling feeling out there. Kind of a wet and chilly out there again this morning with the mist and light rain we're experiencing right now. 42 degrees here at KVOE Live.
And local.
Inner headlines brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Join ESB for their 125th birthday open house a week from today, Wednesday, March 11th, 4 until 7 at their Merchant Street location. Happy birthday to ESB Financial. And congratulations to the many Hopkins Foundation Award winners here in the area as the first round of the Hopkins Awards have taken place. And they were handing out plenty of chunks of change yesterday, weren't they?
Woohoo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they received, what, $1,500, and on top of that, $500 to enhance respective classrooms. Now, these are for teachers and also staff at schools. This was area schools yesterday and, what, parochial schools?
Area schools. This was actually on Monday. They had the area schools and parochial schools, and then yesterday the announcement came down for Emporia Public Schools. And this basically was, you know, generally speaking, this has been for teachers and support staff, but this time around it looks like pretty much it was all teachers with both the list for 251-252 parochial schools and Emporia High School. So we'll be announcing that, and we will be getting, hopefully, a couple of interviews here with some of the Emporia High.
I just saw our website. We don't have Emporia listed on there.
Not yet, and I'm working on that right now. I'm populating the website here as we go this morning. But, yeah, that is going to be coming down here in just a little bit, and interviews coming with that as well.
Yeah, Hopkins, great job, and they have handed out a lot of money to some very deserving employees of school districts here in and around the Emporia area. Light rain, 42 degrees here, KVOE Live and local. Well, it is day number 3 of the United in Purpose KVOE Live Morning Drive, United Way of the Flint Hills Auction. Daphne Mertens, Executive Director, United Way of the Flint Hills, is in-house with Maggie here again this morning. So how are you today?
We are doing great. We've got a lot of great items again today. Very exciting. We got a kickoff with these brown shoe fit Hoka shoes today.
Yeah, nice.
$200 value. You can go in and pick the colors you like and style you like of those. And currently at $140.
Okay, yeah, don't delay there.
Huh? Yep.
Come on, get going.
Yep. Second item, this one's really cool. Hill's Pet Nutrition, every year they give us a great bundle of items, and this year it's a cat bundle, and it's got two bags of their really good Hill's Science Diet, 15.5-pound bags of food with a lot of different toys, and we've got a cat water fountain and toy balls, cat beds, all kinds of things. This is a $400 value, only at $50 right now. Somebody needs to jump on that one.
That's a big feline package,
big
right
deal,
there,
yeah.
Isn't it? Damn, man.
That really is.
Okay.
And then, you know, Maddie and I were looking at this one, deciding if we wanted it, because we tried out this chair, and this was very comfortable. This is from Sutherland's, and we call it the Ballpark Bundle. You know, you're out at the ballpark watching kids play. You can use this Pro Rocker camper chair and this really great big cooler to be able to hold your drinks. That one is currently at $50. So, again, very affordable. Big bargain on that one.
Now, 52-quart cooler.
Yes.
All right.
And then we've got our Shop Local package that includes a gift certificate from Midwest Mama Co. You've got 350% off one-item coupons for Rooted Remedies. And we've got $100 in Emporia Main Street gift certificates, which you can use on a variety of different Emporia Main Street businesses. Currently at $75. So again, great bargain on that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then two more items. This one is something we've not had before, and it is gorgeous. It is a console cabinet from Gion Showcase, and it is just one of the most beautiful things I've seen. It is Walter of Wabash console cabinet. It's very large, and the great thing about this one is we will deliver it to you, so you don't have to worry about trekking up the stairs and hauling that down. We'll bring it to you. And this one is, Ron, an $800 value.
Holy cow.
Whoa. And only at $60 right now.
Yeah, get after that. As Daphne mentioned, delivery is included here, so take advantage of that here. and yes. benefit the United Way.
And our last item today is the Everything Bundle, and that is from Middle Ground Books, the Emporia Arts Council, and one of our community partners, the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging, donated some items. But this has got so many things, Ron. It's got a family pack of two adults and two youth tickets to The Remotes that'll be showing on March 28th at the Emporia Granada Theater. We also have Clay Club vouchers for two free sessions at Emporia Arts Council. And also in the Everything Bundle are those goodies from Yoder Baking Company, including monster cookies, homemade hot chocolate, handmade caramels, Amish Country microwave popcorn, and hot chocolate. And you also have a book from Middle Ground Books, which includes the history of Lyon County and the Flint Hills. Only at $50.
So there it is, your opportunity to text in your bid, 620-342-5863. We've got Daphne and Maddie that are keeping a close eye on things, and we'll keep you updated. You can follow along. You can hop on the United Way's Facebook page or log on to KVOE.com and follow along and see where the bids are at. But get yours in, 620-342-5863. We'll go until 9 o'clock this morning. How'd we do yesterday?
We did really well yesterday, and we've already got several bids today, as I mentioned. Good. So we've hit our goal every single day, and we don't think today will be any different.
Well, yeah, let's keep just smashing the goal and get it done and benefit the United Way of the Flint Hills. Daphne, thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Daphne Mertens, along with Maggie here, taking care of things in-house during our United in Purpose KVOE Live Morning Drive auction. Great to have the United Way with us here all week long. All right, it is, let's see, the fourth day of the month of March. On this date, 1634, we're going way back here, 1634, Samuel Cole opened the very first tavern in Boston, Massachusetts.
Really?
And why is this not a national holiday?
I can't answer that.
I don't know. Yeah. Now, there's a forefather worth honoring. Yeah. Just can't wait for the happieth hour. The tavern in Boston.
Thy 50% of...
Yeah, 50%. I know.
Bottles and taps and well drinks.
1793, George Washington gave the shortest inauguration speech on record, 133 words long. That is it.
Man, if he read as fast as I do, that's 45 seconds.
That is it. Yeah, don't forget to tip the waiters. Try the veal. Yeah. On this date in 1841, the longest inauguration speech ever given was delivered by William Henry Harrison. And this was a total of, so we had George Washington checking in at 133 words,
mm-hmm.
and then William Henry Harrison at 8,443.
Oh, my gosh. And that, if memory serves me correctly, that killed him about a month later.
Yeah, he got sick. It was very cold out there that day.
Mm-hmm. And he did not survive. I think he got pneumonia.
1960, on this day, Lucille Ball filed for divorce from her husband, Desi Arnaz. Why?
Why?
Well, let's just say he was the Tiger Woods of his time. Okay? There
Boy.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, showing it can be done.
Yes.
Showing it can be done. British Columbia, B.C., a beautiful province in Canada.
Yeah.
Up north.
Okay.
They have locked in daylight saving time.
Have they?
They will make the change here this weekend and then just stay there.
Yes!
They are done.
All
done
right.
with it. Finished. So.
We've had enough.
It, the precedent has been set. There we are.
About okay. time.
Because of the U.S. and Israel's actions against Iran, they're saying it's doubtful they'll be sending a team to the upcoming World Cup. No surprise there.
Yeah.
If Iran does drop out, I guess the United Arab Emirates, they're poised to replace them.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's see. Meteorologist Chuck say there's a 50 to 60% chance that El Nino, which pushes global temperatures higher, will really start taking shape in July.
Hmm. Okay.
We don't need more heat. We do not need more heat.
No, we don't.
Hey, a new study out there says we're working too much. The average U.S. employee clocks nearly 1,800 hours a year, far more than their counterparts in Japan.
Dang.
And the U.K. or Germany, Mm-hmm. And they say the hardest working city in the U.S. is Cheyenne, Wyoming. I probably need to look deeper into that. I don't know why they did not give
really?
Cheyenne, Wyoming. I think it's probably right here in Emporia, Kansas.
I was going to say.
You know, you got Casey Woods that, he clocks in.
Oh, yeah.
Puts in many hours. So mm-hmm. Chuck Samples to my right, many hours. So.
Well, I think I'm kind of falling behind here on the work hour load versus, say, you or Blake at this point in time.
Hey, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, Chuck, you'll be thrilled to hear that a movie is now in the works.
Oh, for real? Okay.
If you're a Game of Thrones fan, this is National Sons Day, National Music Day, Marching Music Day.
Oh, cool. All right.
National Grammar Day, right. National Hug a GI Day. This is National Pound Cake Day. It's National Waltz Day.
Hey, all right.
We'll be saluting that during the breakfast quiz here momentarily.
Okay.
And it is International Scrapbooking Day.
Cool.
Today as well.
All right.
So there's a lot to...
There's a lot to celebrate.
Honor. Also today, by the way, is the National Weather Service conducting its tornado drill. They do not take part in that because they do testing basically year-round here.
Right, in Lyon County.
But they're expecting, at least as of this morning, to test on all NOAA, all hazards weather radio. I don't know if they're going to do that or not due to the weather today, the clouds and the rain and thunderstorms.
They're looking at about, an 8:30 to 9 o'clock go-no-go on that. So I know, as you mentioned here, Lyon County hasn't done this for a very long period of time, but... I know several of our neighboring counties do take part in that, so I think no later than 9 o'clock we'll know whether that statewide test is going to go.
All right, and the National Memorial to Fallen Educators, our friends at the National Teachers Hall of Fame, as you have heard,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right here.
Has reached its capacity. The three granite books that hold the names of our heroes can hold no more, so today they're launching a campaign, and we made you aware of this about a month ago.
Yep.
But it's called the $12 for 12 to ensure 12 educators that are in waiting are never forgotten.
Yeah, good idea. Really
good idea. So 12 for 12 is the campaign starting today.
Mm-hmm.
You can log on to nthf.org/memorial.
Okay.
And that will get you where you need to go there.
And we'll try to get Director Maddie Fennell on with us. This week is pretty darn full, but next week is open, so we've got some slots.
All right, let's bring in Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Good morning, Casey. How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm glad I'm not a GI, so I don't get hugged randomly today.
Oh, come on, Casey. You're a hugger. We know you're a hugger.
You might want to give somebody a heads up before you jump in and just try and randomly hug.
Bring it here. You didn't know it was National GI Hug Day? Come on.
I did not. I'm glad there's no Main Street Director equivalent of that particular day.
We're gonna campaign for that, though. What's going on, Casey?
Lots of good stuff that's going on. Our good friends at Emporia First Friday, there is a First Friday that's coming up here rapidly, so make plans to stop in and check out all of those different stores and artists coming up quickly. We have a lot going on this month. Show of Hands is March 26th, and for those of you not aware of what Show of Hands is, it's a really successful program we have for a public pitch. For different business startups or expansions. They'll do those public pitches at a live event, and those pitches are for real dollars to go support those businesses in startup or expansion mode. And this is one of those ways that we can help expand and diversify our local economy, create jobs, create economic activity. So if you're interested in signing up as a potential business, a startup, or expansion, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com. We have a form to fill out, and then we'll have to meet a couple of times prior to the show of hands to get you prepared for your presentation. But it's a great program to get businesses started up or expanded here in Emporia. Of course, we have St. Patrick's Day activities that are coming up. So March 14th will be all of the different festivities. The Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee does fantastic work, and they'll, of course, have their parade. Emporia Main Street is working with 14 different stops for St. Patrick's Day pub crawl activities, and then we'll have some special sorts of goodies for those folks that are out on their pub crawl or attending the parade. So check that out at EmporiaMainStreet.com or on our social media channels. The Taste tickets are up and going, and the taste will be April 18th at the Civic Auditorium. So great opportunity for you to experience local culinary delights, and then we'll have Kansas wineries, breweries, and distilleries there. But those tickets are on sale now at EmporiaMainStreet.com, where you can stop in the office. We've already had quite a run on our 3D-printed Easter eggs, so you can check those out. They just went crazy popular last year, and the guys in the lab came up with some all-new designs this year. So you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can stop in the office and pick up your 3D-printed Easter eggs in three different designs and in three different colors. So it's a great sort of local item that shows those additive manufacturing things that we can do back in the lab. And then I always have to give you a teaser. There's some impending announcements. Be watching your local news or listening to your local news, including KVOE. This Monday at noon, there will be a special announcement for Emporia Main Street. So you'll have to stay tuned.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Monday at noon. You can't make that Monday at 6:50 here in the morning, Casey. I can do that.
Unfortunately, we are embargoed till noon. Or I would. For you, Ron, I would.
All right. We can't wait, Casey. You know, Casey, if it says it's going to be big, you know it's going to be big. So,
well said.
We'll wait. Something to look forward to on Monday. Huh? There we go.
Exactly. That doesn't always happen,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't.
Looking forward to Monday.
True. All right, Casey. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street with us here this morning, 6:56. There is the Lunch Bell. School Lunch Menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizen State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Let's head to William Allen White School for today's USD 253 School Lunch Menu.
Good morning. My name is Cash. I am a first grader in William Allen White School. Here is the School Lunch Menu for Wednesday the 4th.